Frederick Douglass once said, "I prayed for 20 years but received no answer until I prayed with my legs." And that is the basis of my poetry as service. Poetry is my legs.
Adam Henze is a doctoral candidate in the School of Education at Indiana University and works as a researcher at the Indiana Institute on Disability and Community. He is one of the founders of Slam Camp, a summer writing academy for teenage poets, and hosts The Power of a Sentence, a poetry writing course at the Indiana Women's Prison. Adam's work has appeared on NPR, PBS, and the Associated Press. He has one book of poetry, Written in the Dish Pit, published by Chatterhouse Press. Adam serves as the vice president of Southern Fried Poetry, Inc., and is the official poet of the Indianapolis 500. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Adam, what poems have you brought for us?
April 7th, Thursday, a high boon written on IU's campus. No spring day should have hands clutching collars or eyes squinting into wind. Sky, a rippling mud puddle. My chest, inspiring frigid mist. My legs, sprinting through shin splints, dodging puddles and pulling pant legs. I hear shuttle downshifting over left shoulder, bus stop ahead. Just out of reach, the shuttle stops. An expulsion of clenched air, and I strafe toward the driver's wave. You're my best friend today, I say, slinging rain off my sleeves. I squeeze past passengers to the back, wondering why kind bus drivers don't always stop by. Braced near exit sign, I wonder how entitled I am to bad days. Haiku. Tab snaps and hisses. Stare carefully into can and press lips to lid. This is a poem I wrote while working on my dissertation proposal, and I lost it a little bit. Bumblebees are back, listing between bushes outside sliding doors, burly and yellow, twirling like little helicopters. Dancers at daybreak, one bee more curious than others, bobbing almost robotically at my eyeline. Wonder if she's the same bumbly from previous spring I used to obsess over. Used to stare out shades fixated. It's well documented that the government is funding development of nanotechnology. Last spring, I screamed at bees and swatted at air. Swore I'd slice it open and find camera parts inside. Last spring, I told Leslie the bees are spying on me. She looked at me crazy. Pretty sure she was already thinking of leaving. Last spring, I closed the blinds and cried conspiracy. But today, shades are pulled high. All I see outside are happy bees and cherry blossoms and coral-burst crab apples bloom. And I'm stuck inside writing. Haiku from Image Journal. Bookstore window. Yellow bird with broken neck. Festival patron. Smoking cigarette. Leaning on walker. Clown at fair. Takes off his red nose. Corn dog with mustard. FM radio. Phase to soft static. Circling hawks. Shaking paper held by tattooed fingers. Prison poetry. Converted prison. Little lockers line the halls. Barred, shut, and empty. Tiny spider rethreads her web after the storm. Bedroom pillow, covered in pen marks, smudged ink on cheeks.
You've been listening to the poetry of Adam Henze on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.